This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can let one mistake define us. And sometimes it's not conscious, but it's subconscious. And recently, I was sharing how a listener was moved by one of the Be Moments, and he wrote a note making the point that when we leave this earth, the most significant thing we leave behind is our example. But sometimes we believe that given past mistakes, it's impossible to leave behind a good example. In other words, our life's example already has a stain on it. And I will refer to Peter's life again. Peter denied Christ not once, but three times. Anyone could argue that there's no greater stain than that. But what Peter teaches us specifically is that when he denied Christ, we saw him fall, so to speak. But we also saw Peter get back up, and he didn't allow one poor decision to define his life. So no one can honestly tell Peter's story without telling that after he denied Christ, he would go on to turn thousands of souls to Christ. I think God uses Peter's life as an inspiration to anyone who wants to chart a new path and to leave a good, authentic example for generations to come. And I know this for sure by these words: I, yes, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Isaiah 43:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't leave your story untold. Your fall is only half the story. Getting back up is the other half.